Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Yesterday's show was rather emotional, and I got a feeling today's might be too. I'm going to confess to you that tomorrow I am not going to have Free For All Friday. Tomorrow, remember last week I told you I was going to put a special show together. I was going to call some guys for guests, and tomorrow my guests will be Michael Cutler and Ed Hayes. And we will be talking about the immigration, the illegal immigration, and the legal immigration issues, and the sanctuary cities. So you want to make sure that you tune in and hear us as we discuss those things. It's very, very important, and we're going to have Mike back soon. You know, Mike and I, we get along pretty good for folks who don't agree on every issue. And we do not agree on everything. I keep telling him, you hang around me long enough, I'll get you turned around right. But we do agree on this nation being safe and taking care of our children and our citizens. So you want to tune in tomorrow for Ed Hayes and Michael Cutler and Beth Ann. I'm always here. Today, since we're not having free-for-all tomorrow, I don't want this to be a free-for-all. But I had somebody very close to me in the last couple of days, well, actually in the last 2 weeks, he has said this more than once. He said, I hate to say this because I love my country, but I think we're done, sis. I think we're done. Do you believe America is done and there is no hope for us to turn it around back to the liberty and freedoms that our founding fathers fought and died for? And we cannot blame it on just this current administration. This has been going on a very, very long time. So that's my question to you today. Is there hope for America? Now, something that was disturbing to me, and I want to talk about the Iran deal a little bit today, so I'm going to get to that because I had this article and I didn't get to share it with you yesterday. But one thing that disturbed me yesterday, well, it was the day before, actually, I think, the night before last, I read an article about Governor Brown in the state of California. Now, we're looking at the murder, so be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're looking at the murder of Kate. She is just the most recent one and the most one that's in the public right now that was killed by an illegal immigrant. Somebody that's in this nation illegally. And Governor Brown says, all illegal immigrants are welcome here in the state of California. What a slap to the citizens. What a slap to the family of Kate. So you see what I said? It's going to get emotional. When does it get to be about the citizens of this nation? While you might have sympathy and empathy for those who have come across the border illegally, look at the ones who have done it the right way, who have come across the borders the right way. I think we do need to make some changes, but I don't think it should be a blanket amnesty. I think there should be restrictions. There should be some guidelines. There should be some things they have to do. But by golly, we can't just open our arms up to everybody that's here illegally. And then I had an article that I didn't get to finish reading this morning that was about emptying out the prisons. Well, you know, I'm okay with some of those people going home that are there for petty stuff. They didn't mention anybody for tax evasion. I guess we'll keep them in there. But some of these criminals that they're wanting to let out are dangerous criminals. So that's something to think about as well. But let's get to Iran. And like I said, the phone line is open. The question is, Is America, is there hope for America? Is there hope for our nation? Well, here we're seeing lots of debates. We're hearing lots of debates. And you know what? I get tired of the rhetoric. I get tired of the politics. But unfortunately, we have to deal with it. But this was what I had yesterday, and we ran out of time. And here's the truth of about six of Obama's Iran deal claims. Now, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And this is Michaela Dodge that has written this. Months of Iranian pressure on the United States brought its fruition. Iran got a deal that legitimizes its nuclear program, rewards its defiance of international treaties and obligations, and provides it with additional billions of dollars to continue its terrorist activities in the Middle East. Here are the White House's most egregious misinterpretations of the deal, looking at claims President Obama made during his remarks about the deal this morning, and this was written on July 14th. Number one, a comprehensive long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon. That's what he said. She concludes, the concluded deal does not prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon in the future. The deal imposes temporary restrictions on Iran's illegal nuclear program. Temporary. After their expiration, Iran will have better resources to pursue more advanced nuclear technologies and potentially build a nuclear weapon faster than would be the case and sanctions remained in place. The deal also allows Iran to obtain currently restricted materials to advance its ballistic missile program. Now, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to make a comment, like I usually do. You know, there's lots of nations out here with nuclear weapons. Why does it matter whether Iran has it or not? Because Iran has promised war. They chant and shout death to America and death to Israel. But the fact that they stand there and chant and carry on death to America concerns us, and it should concern us. So they already are telling us, we don't like you, and when we have the opportunity, we're going to kill you. And then we work a deal with them. It defies all common sense, doesn't it? So let's go on with this article. Number two, she says, he said, these are quotes out of his speech, every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off. She says what it actually does, this agreement, Iran is permitted to retain its enrichment infrastructure, including advanced centrifuges. The administration's concession on uranium enrichment is a serious blow to a decade-old principle of U.S. nonproliferation policy. The United States worked very hard in the past to prevent allies from developing these weapons, uranium enrichment capability, because technologies for uranium enrichment and weapons-grade enrichment are the same. Yet Iran, which developed this capability in defiance of its existing international obligations, is being rewarded for its bad behavior by lifting sanctions on its country, including sanctions concerning shipping, arms sales, transportation, banking, and precious metal trade. We're going into a break. The question today is there hope yet for America? Is there hope yet for America? We have seen an awful lot in the last many, many decades. And in the last few weeks and months, we've seen some infringements on our rights, on our Constitution. Will we take a stand as a people? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Is there hope for America? And we will be right back.
Like home, I got everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a question today. The question is, along with all the news, the sad news, the bad news, and just whatever kind of news, is there hope for America today? Is there still hope? And we have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Just fine, and I really appreciate the program. I heard you this morning about abortion and all that. Mm. No. I'm not gloom and doom. I'm not afraid to listen to all the facts and all the terrible things that are going on. But there was one sin that Judas committed. What was that?
Betrayal.
Despair.
Oh, despair. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Our Lord would have forgave him. I'm not gonna give up. To sin against hope is despair, and I'm not going there. We're going to win.
Well, thank you.
We're
going to
win.
That's kind of the way I felt. And the person that was saying this to me is, he's trying to be a realist. And I shake my head. I said, I hope you're not right. I said, I'm fighting this every day, and I hope you're not right because I'm not giving up. I'm kind of a stubborn person. Now, I have
good
my days.
You.
I have my days when I get down, and I have my little
well,
pity parties.
Does.
But I'll tell you what. Yeah. I love this nation, and I don't believe in letting my founding fathers down. We
I
have
love
let them
it
down.
My life. I love it more than my life. And if we blow this, we'll never get the chance again. We had the right people in the right place at the right time when they made the Constitution. And if we lose it today, like, you know, they almost had it through when they do amendments or actually constitutional conventions.
Mm-hmm.
We missed. There's a I don't know if there's still in effect, this Council for Domestic Relations was warning people. We came within one vote, and two states tried to pull out, and they couldn't do it because there's already they already set the precedent right back then, you know, once they just signed up. But we're going to win.
We're going to win, absolutely.
Not boom and doom.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
You're throwing a spotlight on all this stuff, and that was the best name for that newspaper. Once we threw the spotlight on the crime and everything, they backed down.
You know, you know, when we do make those phone calls, they back up just a little bit. But we got to stay at it. And that's the thing. We kind of back off once the crisis is over, whatever that particular crisis of the day or week is. We back off, and then they come stepping up forward.
Perseverance.
Absolutely.
Perseverance is omnipotent. I can't say the word right.
Omnipotent.
I got a deal on perseverance, and every place I got a little saying that. Framed. We got to persevere.
Well, we got to do that. All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. God bless you.
God
I appreciate
bless you.
It. Thank you. You know, we need to be that light. We need to be that salt. But we cannot back down. And I wrote an article years ago when I was writing for Derry Brownfield in his Common Sense Chronicle. I wrote an article about the salt, the light. The salt losing its flavor. I read an article about that, and I wrote on it. It says that salt only loses its flavor when it's contaminated. We've become contaminated. It's time to sift the wheat and get the trash out of the salt. Get the trash out of the salt shaker. And you know, folks, it's I really appreciate Jim. I needed that upper because, you know, I don't believe in gloom and doom. I believe we got a lot of doom. I believe we got some gloom. But by golly, we've got too much light to look at. There's too much that we have to glean from. Don't allow them to take your history away, because our history is who we are. We've learned from our mistakes. We've learned from good things. And it seems like we tend to repeat those mistakes more so than the good things. So we need to go back to the basics. And we need to start doing that which is right. Stop buying into this garbage about feelings. I believe in feelings. By golly, I've got plenty of them. But you have to do what is right. And sometimes it's not easy, but what makes it difficult is that want for something other than what is righteous. Why would they harvest baby parts? Money. Greed. And they're allowing that to cloud their integrity and their morals, if they had them. They're allowing the greed to take over. Well, let's go back to Iran. Let's go back to this Iran deal. We're on number three. The deal is in line with a tradition of American leadership. This is what President Obama said. And this is what the writer says. In reality, the deal undermines U.S. non-proliferation policy in the Middle East and in the world. The United States has demanded that other countries in the Middle East not pursue enrichment efforts. While allies obligated, adversarial Iran is getting a deal that legitimizes its illegal uranium enrichment program. So others are playing by the rules, but they don't have to. Does that sound familiar? We just got talking when we started in. You know, I'm going to have the show tomorrow with Mike and Ed. We're going to talk about illegal immigration. Some people play by the rules, and others don't. Why do the ones that don't play by the rules be? Why should they be rewarded? Reward the ones who are playing by the rules. Allies will demand that Iranian deal for themselves, and the United States has given up any legitimacy to it had in demanding otherwise. Saudi Arabia has already stated it will pursue a similar nuclear program. Others are likely to follow, creating a less stable environment in already tense Middle East. I mean, it is just waiting to explode over there. Number four. America, this is a quote from, she gives a quote from the president and then her opinion as to what it actually says. America negotiated from a position of strength and principle. And the commentator says, time and again, Obama conceded on key principles that would improve a chance that the United States is getting a deal beneficial to its national security interests. From a deal that stops Iran's nuclear weapon pursuits to a deal that delays them at best and speeds them up at worst. From a deal that allows anytime, anywhere inspections given Iran's past deception to more restricted inspections that cannot interfere with Iran's national security and military activities. Iran is not permitted under the Non-Proliferation Treaty to pursue a nuclear program with military applications, and yet that's what we're giving them. Number five. There's only six of these, so we're going to be finished here pretty soon. Number five, the same options, this is the quote from the president, the same options that are available to me today will be available to any U.S. president in the future. And the commentator says, the writer says, Obama is in a better position to negotiate Iran's nuclear deal because of congressional and international sanctions that Obama is promising to dismantle. Any future president will have to deal with consequences of Obama's concessions on all aspects of Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile program. In other words, if we do this, we're going to have to start all over again because he's dismantling those sanctions. Future U.S. presidents will have to deal with Iran that has hundreds of millions of dollars more resources to pursue its nuclear weapon, access to modern technology, and has been able to maintain nuclear know-how and infrastructure, both nuclear and ballistic missiles, to threaten U.S. interests on an unprecedented scale. And number six, the last one in this article. Consider, this is the quote from the president, consider what happens in a world without this deal. Without this deal, there is no scenario where the world joins us in sanctioning Iran until it completely dismantles its nuclear program. In other words, all the world needs to dismantle. And the writer says, the world has already joined the United States in sanctions, and alternative to no deal is continue them. After all, sanctions are the only reason why Iran negotiated to begin with. A continuation of sanctions is a second alternative to a bad deal that the Obama administration has now negotiated. Continuing sanctions will limit Iran's ability to fund terrorism from the Middle East, access to advanced technologies and rare materials that will allow Iran to further improve its nuclear and ballistic missile program, and the pressure of sanctions would give the United States more time to negotiate a better deal. But we're in a big, big hurry. No time like the present. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Is there hope for America today? Or are we done? Is there hope for America? 877-895-5410. We're going to touch on some other issues when we come back. 877-895-5410. And we will be back.
There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. Your chain comes
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Question of the day is there hope for America? We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Beth.
What's on your mind, sir?
I think Obama's, it's like he's hit that's the powder keg there, and he's like giving them the match to blow and start World War III with this powder keg going on. They're going to sneak stuff in the back door, and they say, government can't keep track of stuff. Sheesh. They sold us out with this Obamacare stuff that is destroying the churches. They're going to store it. They're going to sell us out on the Iran deal. It's going to be the start of World War III if that tank goes off. But Israel's going to be right on in with it.
You know, it's not a good situation. That's for sure and for certain.
No, it's not. And has America got done? I don't know if that whole Middle East blows up. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, I don't either. But I know that we've got to take care of home, and we've not been doing that. And I truly believe that the answer and the hope—well, the hope is in our Lord, but the hope is in the people here. we've got to start standing up and doing what's right, and we got to stop being pushed around. We've been mighty, mighty patient, you know, like in the, you know, I'm going to drag that quote out one more time where George Washington says, it's the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. And we have stood back and allowed a lot of infringements on our rights. We've been pushed around and bullied and told we're not tolerant when that is not the truth. We've been told
that's
lots of other things.
What Iran's been bullying us, and if they want to shoot a missile, they should be obliterated.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, I guess. We need to stay vigilant. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you.
All right.
You know, there's lots of things going on. And I have this other absurd, you know, we have got to stay vigilant. I mean, we just have got to stay vigilant. And we need, unfortunately, you know, we have the checks and balances in place in government, but these guys are, they're in cahoots. In D.C., they're in cahoots. And they're not checking and balancing. It's up to us. We need to hold them accountable. And as my caller yesterday said, what can we do? Well, we got to start locally. We have to start locally. We have to start at home, teaching the children right from wrong so they don't go work at a parent Planned Parenthood clinic and talk about harvesting baby parts so that they know that that's wrong. And they call it humanitarian. Because those are going to be used to save a life. You just took one. What's humanitarian about that? So, they're going to investigate. That's what they're planning on doing. The GOP is going to investigate the Planned Parenthood. Now, I wrote down on here, why don't we have, or do they have, detailed audits? Planned Parenthood receives taxpayer money, and they should absolutely not receive such monies. That's not something the government should be doing. Get out of my family life. Stop funding abortions. But if they're receiving tax dollars, whether it's in the form of a grant or whatever form it comes to them in, there should be a detailed audit as to where their money goes and comes from. And pretty quick you would see, if you investigate them, what they've been up to. We have suspected this for a long time. And now somebody has gone in there undercover and got this video. It is disturbing. Not just that they're doing it, but that it was so whatever. As if that life they just snatched away had no value at all. So hold them accountable. We need to be auditing them. Get it started. Call your representatives. Call your senators. You tell them this is gone too far and you want the money taken away from Planned Parenthood and you want them shut down. Immediately. And all abortions should be stopped immediately. If this is about harvesting parts, put an end to it. Put an end to it now. Should have been ended anyway. It's always been about something other than choice of life. It's more like a choice of death. So we need to check the spending there. Now, to show the ignorance, to show how they, what's the word, abuse your money. They have no respect for your hard-earned money. Our taxes go into all these bureaucratic departments. And then they mandate all these rules and regulations against you, and you are the enemy. Even though you're the one funding them, you're the enemy. You and me. You and me, baby. Well, look at the title on this. Now, the Highway Trust Fund, PATCH, uses TSA fees to fund roads. Yes, seriously. So they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Paul's probably robbing somebody else to get paid. And where are those checks and balances? Where are the audits? Why aren't we as a people demanding to see these audits? Demand that your representative and your senator get the audits from these bureaucratic departments and show you where the money comes and goes from. The Highway Trust. Today the House will take up. Now this was written yesterday by Michael Sargent. Today, the House will take up a short-term patch measure to shore up the Highway Trust Fund, which is set to dip below critical levels at the end of the month. The patch would keep the fund afloat through December by transferring $8.1 million from the Treasury into the Highway Trust Fund. The measure is intended to buy members more time to devise long-term proposal that would likely use revenues from a tax on corporations' overseas profits known as, repatriation, I've never heard of it, to cover the $90 billion needed for a six-year bill. The measure is the latest installment, the 34th since 2008. In fact, in a series of short-term measures used to address the Highway Trust Fund's chronic overspending, the trust fund, fueled primarily by taxes on gas and diesel, shells out about $50 billion annually for federal highway and transit projects. This year, the trust fund will spend $13 billion more than it receives in revenues. The deficit is expected to grow to $22 billion in 10 years, resulting in a $168 billion cumulative shortfall by 2025. We need to audit them and find out why they can't be stable. Where are they spending that money? Well, now, we talked about this a few months ago, that some of the money that's supposed to be covering and taking care of our roads and our bridges and our transportation issues is going to parks and bike paths and walking paths. Because we got so much money to throw around. Hey, we can go rob Peter to pay Paul. And Peter can rob somebody else. Well, I'll tell you who's getting robbed. You and me. We're being robbed blind, and it's just foolishness what they're doing with your hard-earned tax money. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Is there hope for America? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you six issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We
we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. CSC Talk Radio is your talk show. I am probably the only talk show host that lets the callers call in and pretty much say almost anything they want to say. And, you know, I am honored to do that. I truly am. But I once again need to tell you, it ain't cheap, and I'm having problems. So I could use your help. I could use your support. No, I couldn't use it. I need it desperately. I need it desperately. We have Regina from Pennsylvania. Regina, I was telling the producer, I said, you know, Regina stays on top of things. She needs to have her own talk show. She does so good.
You're probably right, except that what I do is I'm passing it. Tom Smith ran against Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, and now, you know, fortunately, he's put together a little bit of a group that I read the newsletter. So I want to share it with you. I figure, you know, this is what stops the flames from the devil, because, you know, the fires of freedom start, you know, like squenching out. And so I'm passing this today because you pushed my button. The Highway Trust Fund.
All right.
I've been calling my Congressman Kelly for a long time, Toomey and Casey. The motor vehicle taxes are only to be used on places where motor vehicles can go. Americans for Prosperity and the Sunday Tribune Review about 2 months ago or a month ago said that basically if all the money went just highways and bridges, we would have enough money. So what I'm saying here is I understand Thomas Massey, from a congressman from Kentucky, has a amendment to this bill or a bill in the House to stop this use only for highways and bridges. So if we all made our calls and said only for highways and bridges, support Thomas Massey's Kentucky bill, and then, you know, the Rails to Trails people who've been sucking off for years, and the scenic byway and the boardwalk, I understand,
exactly.
And the
Agenda
boardwalk
21
and,
all over it.
Delaware. In Delaware. There's a boardwalk in Delaware. We paid for a highway. You know, I mean, get these congressmen, you know, wake them up, because, you know, these Rails to Trails people and these bikers, they ride 2, 3, 4 across the road, and, you know, everybody's like, well, we'll just ride around them. You know, I mean, hey, they have their own lobby. Where are we?
And you know, too, even in this article, and I don't want to share the entire article, it's just too lengthy, but it says in here, you know, they're supposed to be self-sustaining. So here they are robbing Peter to pay Paul, and we know Peter doesn't have any money either. He's probably robbing somebody else, and it's you and me that are getting robbed. But it's supposed to be self-sustaining. Yeah, but that they're not self-sustaining, and they're not taking care of our roads and bridges, and then they keep coming back. You know, it's a button
right,
for
so
me,
what
too.
What I'm saying here is Thomas Massey, I don't know if you maybe want to call his office or something, Kentucky. The man is saying it'll save $10 billion in the highway if we dump this and let these people.
Do you happen to have his number?
I just use that 202-224-3121 and get to the switchboard and ask for his maybe he'd be willing to. I've seen his name come up in other places where he's, being smaller government. So I had to get it in because you pushed my button again.
I love your buttons. You're good buttons. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Regina.
You have a wonderful day. God be in this mix.
Thank you very much. We have Dwight from Illinois. Dwight, how are you today?
How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I'd make a couple comments. I'm an investor myself, and a lot of investors nowadays, they think that we need to go back to the gold standard. But, this country is headed toward, a pretty bad situation. We keep selling everything to China. Mm. And, we're headed for catastrophe on that part of it. But, as far as Iran goes, that'll just give them the upper hand with the nuclear weapons, to do whatever they want to do.
Well, do you think there's hope for America?
Because eventually we'll have to go back to the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean a new currency?
I think it was my
gold sponsor that I was talking to. I think she was saying, that's not going to fix it right now, right here, right now. She said that would cause more issues if they just went tomorrow and changed it, switched it over. But not that she doesn't think they should go back to that. But she said it's going to take some time, and she said it may even take a new currency.
What type of currency? Are you talking about a world currency?
No, she was talking more nationally. I don't know. That stuff's kind of outside of my thinking, as far as figuring that all out. You guys that do all the investing and keep up with the economics more than I do have a better perception of that. But, yes, our dollar bills, they're just IOUs. That's all they are.
Oh, yeah. The dollar bill isn't worth, very much. Like the government, when they, whenever they, the 40 cent on the dollar is all credit, for the government. So.
Fiat money. Absolutely.
Yeah. The dollar isn't worth that much nowadays. It's inflation, and we're headed for hyperinflation.
And that's just another way of taxing us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think people don't understand that. And, I didn't understand it until it was explained to me a few years back, So I am learnable. You can teach me a thing or two. I'm not too old a dog yet.
I'm not an expert on it. I'm no expert on it, but I do a little investing myself and I read up on it,
Okay. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you thinking there's still hope in America. I really do.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, we're about out of time, so I'm going to have to close with something funny. And, I look at these headlines on these things, and sometimes the headline's about all I need to see. But this headline's, and they interviewed Dick, this is by Dick Morris. It says, Biden could get 56% of the Democratic vote against Hillary. Now, I'm thinking, I don't want Hillary. I think she's evil. I think she's corrupt. I think she's dirty into the politics and in everything else in her life. I don't trust her. And she's not the only politician I feel that way about. But Joe Biden, of course, he's currently the vice president and has been now this second term. And so they were breaking this down. And I just had to write on the side. I did read this. And I just had to write on the side. I'm always putting little comments on the articles. Where is America's best? We've been talking about having hope. And I see who's running for office. You know, and some of them I don't have a whole lot against them, except they just give me this political rhetoric and jargon. I'm tired of listening to that. And then there's those who love Trump, and there's those that just wished he'd go away and shut up. And I'm thinking, well, at least he's loud enough. He's keeping these folks, he's holding them to task. But, you know, Biden could beat Hillary. I still think they got something up their sleeve. I could be totally wrong. I've been wrong before. It's been known to happen. But I think they've got something up their sleeve on the Democratic side because she's just in too much hot water and there's too much distrust. They won't even have good interviews. They're all put together. They're all scripted. She picks and chooses who she has come into her interviews. That's not truth. That's not upfront. That's not transparency. That's deceit. I think there's hope in America. And I think you are that hope in America. And I believe in you. I ask you to believe in me. And let's talk it up. Let's get together with our neighbors. And let's bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921. 800-473-7921.